You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul focuses on the performing arts, so we're happy to be joined by WEMU's own Wendy Wright, who has an extensive theatre and performing arts background.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
With my very bad accent.
For being part of Art and Soul. And we have a special guest for this episode. He's a local filmmaker getting ready to release his new documentary, Donald Harrison. Hi, Donald.
Hello. It's great to be back.
And it's called?
Welcome to Kami High.
And is it done?
It's getting close.
It is
getting very close. It's been 3 years in the making, and we're very excited to have it ready to screen for audiences.
I remember you being here with us at WEMU when you were kicking this off. So for people who may not recall, what's it about?
It's about this place called Community High School, and it was an experiment in public education from the early 70s, part of a movement that was happening around the United States back in those late 60s, sort of hippie, anti-establishment era. And it's one of the only schools of its kind that still exists. And it's sort of evolved and became what it is today. And so it's telling that story.
Wendy, you went to high school in Ann Arbor.
I certainly did. And we did. We called it Kami High.
Anything that was different or an outsider, which it very much was doing school differently, mm-hmm. was sort of labeled as this is how it works in life, right? You're doing something people don't understand or it's outside of the norm, and you get called weird or you get called commie. But it was very much about developing the individual, so very much a humanistic approach to education, which is a little ironic to me because, you know, that's what, you know, sort of the American ideal is, that we're all these individuals, and yet it was labeled as commie or other.
Well, and we just didn't know what was going on there, really, back in my era.
Will we find out with your documentary?
Oh, you sure will.
What are we going to find out?
You're going to find out all kinds of wonderful history. I consider it in many ways like an alternative mirror, a way of looking at both Ann Arbor, but also America, going back to those late 60s, and a place like Community High. It's the system, but it represents something else and a way of doing things differently. So the ways in which that hippie movement then translated and transferred into a system like public education, well, that's really interesting. And what the school was in those early 70s, I mean, there were dogs, there was childcare, there was, like, smoking in class.
There were dogs in class?
People brought their pets to school. I heard teachers say, oh yeah, you know, we had messes in the classroom. It was very much, let's do it differently. Let's break a lot of the rules or not have rules. And then, you know, it evolved. It evolved from there. So it's very much the story of that evolution and the ways in which it picked up a lot of the social, cultural, political elements and aspects that played out both here in the region in Ann Arbor, but also nationally. And to us, that's really our hope that carries through in the film for the audience. It's not just for people who are from Ann Arbor or went to community or had a connection, but anyone who's interested in the story of America as how we see it through something like this alternative school.
Do you plan to widely distribute it?
Oh, by all means, yes.
Like, where will we see it?
Ooh, well, you will be able to see it at the Michigan Theater on May 12th as part of Cinetopia with our sneak preview. It's sort of a test screening where we get to discuss it with the audience and have some of the people involved there. So we're very excited to celebrate it. And then it'll come back, the finished version, after it premieres at yet-to-be-determined location. So we'll hopefully have a good run in film festivals nationwide. And then we'll see what doors and windows open up distribution-wise in the wild world of film distribution.
Right, and how it went from being Kami High, the weirdos, to people in line to get in. I mean, now it's the place to be. There's a lottery to get into the school. I don't know how that happened, and I want to find out.
That's one of the key storylines of the film, is how the school went from a place that was fighting to stay open and get enrollment to then all of a sudden a school that had to figure out how to deal with so much demand that there were lines, then campouts, then ultimately the two-week campout in 1996, which I refer to as the last line. And that was my entry point into this whole subject matter to begin with, is meeting the young woman who camped out. She started the line for 2 weeks to try to get into the school and ended up going there.
And now they have a lottery system. It's
a full lottery at this. And so, you know, for us, the biggest challenge was, how do you tell the story of a place that at that time was 45 years and has at least 12,000 or more alumni, there's many stories. And there's, you know, many versions of community high or this idea of Kami High. And so we found people and alum and storylines that we felt captured the essence and the spirit of this place and helped illustrate what it's been about and what it is about and the through lines of those.
Sounds like such a great story. A documentary, is that the accurate way to refer to it?
Oh, definitely. It's a documentary. You know, I think part that sort of historical Ken Burns style documentary, but a lot of it will also be that sort of cinema verite, watching real things happen in that school year that as they played out. So it's kind of merging those two styles.
It's called Welcome to Kami High. It's the story of Ann Arbor's Community High School. Filmmaker Donald Harrison, thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, and look forward to seeing the film. Thanks so much. And Wendy, so much going on, so little time. Where do
I
we
know,
start?
It's true. Well, this week, the Martha Graham Dance Company is going to be in Ann Arbor, part of UMS, and they're going to have two different performances. So there's two nights they'll be performing, and it's completely different each night.
That'll be amazing. Can't wait to see that. What else?
There's going to be a reading from a brand new book by I never can say Pulitzer, right? Pulitzer Prize winning author David Marinus at Nicholas Books. And what I was drawn to about this is that it's a story of his family, his father, who was caught up in the Red Scare and I think was blacklisted. At least that's my thought on the subject. So that is coming up on May 20th, and that's free, but you need to RSVP to get into that.
Okay, and lots of music, Mr. B.
Lots and lots of music. His annual Boogie Woogie Celebration takes place this Saturday night. What he does is he brings in piano players from other places that you may not be familiar with. They may not be blues. They might be jazz. They might be other things. Bob Seeley pretty much always makes an appearance. Also, Joe Jackson is going to be at the Michigan Theater. His four-decade tour is coming on May the 7th at 7:30 p.m. You'll hear all his hits. I'm particularly excited that at the Blue Llama Jazz Club, Duke Heitker will be playing a Mother's Day brunch on Mother's Day from 11:30 to 2:30, and he's originally from Toledo, but has been the house band on the boat down in New Orleans. He's a trad jazz trumpet player, and you're going to get a dose of New Orleans. Take mom for New Orleans.
That's right, and I'll
brunch.
Be there at the Jazz Festival this year.
I know, it's the 50th anniversary. I am so
very
jealous.
Excited about that. And one quick community note, because we love to support our community choirs.
Okay, we've got the Ann Arbor Civic Chorus. They're doing The Power of Music this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock at Skyline. And the Ypsilanti Community Choir Spring Concert takes place on May 9th at 7:30 at Towsley Auditorium on Washtenaw Community College's campus.
Wendy Wright, thank you for all you bring now to Art and Soul, the performing arts. And again, we'll put links to Donald Harrison's film and how you can possibly go see first public screening coming up next month. And thanks for listening to 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.